Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to American Patriots Have Responded, the radio show for citizens against terrorism. Today's show is brought to us by Jeff's Sporting Goods in Fitchburg, Kentucky. He's 1 mile north of London, Kentucky, on Laurel Road at the Green Roof Plaza. He has trailer accessories, archery supplies, guns, ammo, fishing tackle, and more. If you're in need, he's the man to see. 606-877-2442. That's 606-877-2442. I'm Bill Moss. I'm your host. I'm the founder of Citizens Against Terrorism. And we hope that when you listen to our show today, that maybe you'll be interested in our organization. If you are, you can go to citizensagainstterrorism.org. That's citizensagainstterrorism.org. And if you're interested, go down through the page, check it out. Then if you're interested in joining, go back up to the top, and you're going to find a Facebook rally point at the top of the page. Click on that. It will take you to our Facebook page. You hit join. At that time, we will screen your application, and if we feel you're suitable for the organization, you will get a message. It will tell you how to contact us and how to join the actual organization. Because you're on the page, you're not on the organization. You have to go through the second step. We're looking for people that are not afraid to get out in the street and to mix it up if it has to. We do have to fight this evil in our land. We can't take it anymore. America is falling, and we're getting snowed under by the mainstream news and its visions of poppies and all this glorious, wonderful, peaceful protest. If you think it's peaceable, I want you to look at the West Coast, from Wyoming all the way to the ocean, north to south. It's ablaze. There is so much fire, and it's being set. It's being set. Don't buy into the global warming garbage that you're hearing. Now, yesterday, we was reading to you out of the White House Siege Tactical Briefing 1, and then we went on into Tactical Briefing 2. Unfortunately, we were not able to get through it all. It is so much. We're going to try to get through not only the rest of 2, but 3 and 4, which are smaller, by the end of today's show. If not, we'll carry it on the next day. And we have more coming in. We've got more right now. And we're going to have information for you that you will not believe. And right now, I want you to remember, tomorrow is the day that Occupy, which is run by Adbusters out of Vancouver, British Columbia, they are laying siege on our White House tomorrow. That is their plan. And this is what this show is about. I want to start out with the last paragraph that we went through last show, because I want to be able to bring you up. But before I do, hello, Deborah. Deborah is my co-host. How are you today?
Bill, it's what can I say? It's crazy pants. And every time we dig into this information, I am blown away how much we don't know. And every piece of the puzzle leads to a much deeper rabbit hole. I am so excited about getting this information out today and then welcoming tomorrow's show with a whole new blast of Alice in Wonderland. This is reminding me of the conspiracy movie that in 1999, The Matrix. This is really going deep. I'm excited. Let's do this thing.
Okay. The last paragraph we read, just to bring our listeners back up to speed, it said, that's why it's critical for us, the people, to show our strength, to be there in the hundreds of thousands, invigilators of our great democracy, to remind this authoritarian regime of our significance, our will, and our power, the survival of the American experiment. The American spirit requires nothing less. Now, I want to point out two things. I pointed them out yesterday, okay? They talk about this being a great democracy. People, if you remember when Ben Franklin come out, when they signed the Constitution of the United States, they asked him, what kind of government have you given us? And he said, a republic, if you can hold on to it. He didn't say a democracy. This is what the left is trying to shove down our throat. A democracy means one more than all the others, and they have mob rule. This cannot be in America. You want democracy? Like I said yesterday, look out in the streets. Oh, God, look out in the streets. Oh! You see these people running around, tearing up the stores, tearing up the buildings, attacking the police officers, attacking innocent shopkeepers, attacking people on the street. We've been out in that. We've seen it. We know what it's like. You walk into a block of these radical, militant people that's out there calling themselves peaceful protesters, and in one block, you might run into 1,000 AR-15s and 2,000, 3,000 handguns. You don't know what you're going to run into. This is not a peaceful protest. This is not a peaceful protest when a shop owner and his wife are standing in front of the shop and he's killed and she's beat with a 2x4. That's not a peaceful protest. It's not a peaceful protest when a little old lady walks down the street and she's walking on a walker and somebody just comes up and sucker punches her and lays her out. Her head hits the fire plug. This is not peaceful protest, people. This is domestic terrorism, and that's what they're calling democracy. We are a democratic republic. We are not a democracy. There is a difference. If you don't know the difference, then you weren't taught correctly in school, and you need to go to the library, and you need to read up on a democratic republic and on a democracy, and you will see why a democracy will kill this country in a heartbeat. The other thing is, they talk about being invigilators of this democracy. Do you know what an invigilator is? You know when you take a test in college, if you've been to college, you have somebody in the room that watches to make sure no one is cheating. They walk around the room. They look for you having crib notes. They pay attention. They're the person that holds authority over you. And they can decide at a heartbeat that you glanced at somebody else's paper, even if you didn't. And you can be out of there and fail that. Now, do you want people walking around judging you and looking at you and telling you, oh, I saw you peek? Do you want that? This is America. I won't stand for it. Will you, Deb?
Well, you know, let's talk about that. There's a gentleman that I watched over the last 30 years, and I won't mention his name. He's big in the world of way out there thought, but he did say something incredibly interesting that I will say now. How do the few control the many? They have us police each other. How do you control 7.5 to 8 billion people? We police each other. Oh, you did it. Oh, look at what they did. Call anonymously. Well, look at Mayor Garcetti.
You mean like Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Like Gavin Newsom?
Absolutely. What about Mayor Garcetti?
I don't know about him. You can tell us.
Oh, well, I mean, there you go. Let's snitch. We get a pass for telling on each other. So they don't need a big, giant force to watch out and make sure that we don't have any freedom of thought. And this is a cancel culture where you have to go along with what the noble among us tell us is the right thing to do. So we have a group of people that think they're so noble they can commit every crime in the book to keep us honest. Who's keeping them honest? Bill, help. I always say help because you always have some kind of an answer that makes sense. Please.
Well, Deb, what I keep thinking about is what I saw on television was that your governor out there had decided that he was going to pay people rewards for telling on their neighbors. Now, is that right?
Yep. Got it right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what we're doing is we're turning the government is turning our neighbors into the Gestapo. They're turning them into snitches. They're turning them into Big Brother. okay, will reward you if you infringe upon this person's liberty that I'm trying to suppress. Because that's all it is. Make no mistake. All these regulations. Look at churches. We had Pastor Locke on. Praise God for Pastor Locke and ones like him. You've got one out there in California right now that's in a battle with the governor because they said, we're not shutting our doors, just like Pastor Locke did. I seen that the other day on the internet. And praise God for that, Pastor. You have the right, according to the Constitution, to go to church. You have the right, according to the Constitution, to sing your praises, to say your prayers. You know, you can go to church, but there's only 10 people allowed in a church that seats 300. You can go to church, but you've got to wear a mask. You can go to church, but they have to check your temperature. You can go to church, but don't you dare sing. And down here in Kentucky, okay, Andy Dadpants is what I call him, Andy Beshears, our governor, he had the state police going around and taking people's license plates and writing them summonses for going to church. They went in and wrote tickets. I said this the other day. They went in and wrote tickets to people who went to church in a drive-in, parked every other spot. They had their windows up with just the speaker inside the car. They went out and fined everybody, I think it was $500, and made them leave. Now, this is oppression. These people here, these peaceful protesters / rioters are hollering about oppression. This is what their form of government is bringing to the United States. This is what it's bringing. And I want you to listen. We're going to start off with the next comment in this. And we was pointing out, you know, there's several different things in here that point toward Democrats, right? We will not let Donald Trump steal this election. We will not let him steal this election. Is he going to go around and grab all the ballot boxes and run off with them? All he's doing is calling for fairness in election. You can't just send out ballots to apartment buildings and lay them on the steps and have 5 or 6 ballots per apartment because it goes to the last known residence of a voter. So you get 5 or 6 ballots there for one apartment. Well, anybody can come down the street, pick one up. Anybody can, you know, come down and grab 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, whatever they want, and then go up there and mark it any way they want. And that's what they're banking on. Because if you remember, we read in this thing, I don't know if we've got to it or not, they fear Joe Biden will lose. Do you remember reading that, Deb?
Oh, yeah. That's back.
They fear Joe Biden will lose. So what this is about is their fear that your vote is going to count. You know, I don't care if you vote Democrat. I don't care if you vote Republican. And I don't care if you vote for the Tooth Fairy. But whatever you vote should count for what you voted for. I mean, if you want to, you can write Deb's name in. I don't want to be in there, okay? Because they would hate me worse than the one they got right now. I would have done a lot more than he has done. I would have been a lot more strict on how this was going to play out. Not saying that he's doing a bad job. Not saying he's doing a good job. I'm just saying it would have been different had it been me. And, okay, so then it goes down. It says phase one, okay? Pay attention to this. Phase one. That means they plan more. They plan more. Phase one runs from Occupy's 9th anniversary, September 17th, to Election Day. Now, keep in mind, it's also Constitution Day. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the day we're supposed to honor our Constitution. We're supposed to celebrate our Constitution. It's the day that we're supposed, as Americans, to be grateful for what we've had all of these years. I don't think there's never been another country in modern history that has lasted as long as this country. And now we've got these outside people, these adbusters, that's pulling all these groups together from another country. They're pulling these groups together, and they're trying to wreak havoc in our country. What in the hell are they doing here? What is the reason for it? These people are insurgents from a foreign country, and we're seeing them in the streets. We've seen them from Australia. We've seen them from other countries. They fly in on planes, and they're arrested 3 or 4 hours later because they're doing something in the streets. They're letting them into the country, and then they're coming down here and doing this. This has got to stop, people. I mean, I started out, I was going to try to be calm today, but, oh, God, I don't think I can. By the time I got done getting ready to do this show, just looking at what we went over, I'm just as pumped up and just as angry as I was yesterday. So I just want you to know, if I get a little excited, bear with me, because I'm going to bring you the truth. I'm going to tell you what it says, and then I'm going to give you my interpretation of this and Deb's interpretation of this. What we have picked out in code speak, a 50-day siege on the White House. This is a White House siege, and if need be, we will be ready to reconvene at any time after that to ensure that peaceful transition of power. Well, you know, well, what if you vote to not have a transition in power? They're going to force it anyway. That's what it is. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Just like I told everybody that, hey, they're going to be coming out in the countryside. They're going to start burning houses in the countryside. They're going to start burning the place up. All you got to do is look at Phoenix, Oregon, and it looks like a bomb, like a nuclear bomb's been dropped there. There's nothing but ash and halls of cars. That's all that's left in that town from the overheads that we've saw of it. Okay. So we're supposed to be having this peaceful transition of power. Well, we've seen what peaceful protest is, and it's anything but peaceful. And now we're going to have a peaceful transition of power. I don't buy that, folks. I don't buy it. And then he goes on to say, so over the next few weeks, screw up your courage. Stuff your backpack with tools, the tools of nonviolent revolution. You know, when they say nonviolent, or they say peaceful, you might as well chuck that out the window. So we're going to chuck that out the window. We're going to read it again. So over the next few weeks, screw up your courage, stuff your backpack with tools of revolution, and bring intelligence to match your enthusiasm. Together, we can resuscitate a sick and dying nation. Well, I don't know about you, but this country was doing pretty good until they started shutting it down and keeping it shut down after they was told to open it. Okay, it didn't need resuscitation. Our stock markets are still up. They're not in terrible shape. We're much higher than we was in the previous administration. We've seen records set and records set. If we can just get this through with, get rid of these people that's shutting us down, get rid of these people that's attacking our country, then we can go right back to where we were right before COVID. A successful world trader that was on equal grounds, money coming in our pockets, money coming in, you know, to our retirements. We can go back to that, but we have to get through this. And it's going to take, I'm going to say, it's going to take some dedication from all of you. It's going to take some courage from all of you. They're talking about courage. Now, this is supposed to be a jazz fest. Why do you need courage to go to jazz fest? We talked about that yesterday. I mean, I go, you know, if I go to the jazz fest, I just go to the jazz fest. I don't feel like I got to get myself all excited so I can defend myself. No. I'm not buying that. Okay. And then, again, and rekindle the true essence of democracy. Not the republic, not the Democratic Republic. The Democratic Republic means that you get a vote in what the republic does. That's what it means. Okay, but they want a democracy. They want it where if one person more votes for somebody than somebody else, then they get their way. And that gives all the power to the two coast. It gives all the power to the two coast because that's where the concentration of people are. That cuts out the Rust Belt that feeds you. It cuts out the industrial sections that feed you. You know, you can't live on tech and high finance. You've got to have food. You've got to have cars. You've got to have tractors to grow that food. You've got to have equipment. You can't build a building without equipment. You've got to have that rust belt. And they have a right to have an equal say in what's going on. And that's what the Electoral College does for us. And they want to get rid of that. We've heard them talk about it 100 times for this democracy that we don't even have. We've never had a democracy. Get that through your heads, people. If you don't get anything else to it, we have been a republic since the day we were formed. And many people fought and died to get that republic. And many more have fought and died to sustain it. And I don't know about you, Deb, but I'm tired of seeing them spit on. I'm tired of seeing their flag burnt. I'm tired of seeing them protested at their funerals when they come home and they've died for this country. And I tell you what, I have to stay away from them, people. I tell you, I have to stay away from them, and that's all I'm going to say. But if you want to brainstorm, contribute, or just have a chat, drop us a line at, okay? So if you want to brainstorm, if you want to get together and plan, if you want to plan what we're going to do next, what our little next evil deed will be, then, you know, let's get together, okay? Let's get together and chat. Maybe we can burn it down. Maybe we can burn it down. Let's burn the bitch down, okay? No justice, no peace. Well, you know, we had a little no justice, no peace here the other day, and I didn't know about it. If we'd been called, we'd have been out there to make sure it went all right. It was peaceful. We wouldn't have interfered with it because it was peaceful. But the justice they're asking for is for a convicted felon that had his gun out, stuck into a pregnant woman's belly, threatening to kill her and her unborn child if she didn't sit there while they looted her house. And then the justice they want is for a person whose name was on a search warrant, who was, from what we've been told and what we've seen, laundering money and controlling money for a drug dealer that she was sheltering, okay? There's two of the people they want justice for. You know who else they want it for? They want it for Rosenbaum. They want it for Gage. And I don't know what the other guy's name was, but they were in the mob, Kyle Rittenhouse. And people, if you live in anywhere in Wisconsin, or Illinois, you should be burning the state house lines up every day demanding he's released. And if you live anywhere else in the country, you should be burning them up in Washington. You should be calling every senator and congressman up there, both sides of the aisle. You should be calling the president's office. You should be calling, you know, Bill Barr's office. You should be calling the FBI. You should be calling, you know, all these people, U.S. Marshals, saying, you know, this ain't right. Let's get this right. You know, this boy is being held as a murderer. They were hollering, kill him, kill him. They were shooting at him. They were throwing things at him, deadly things. And he was in full retreat when Rosenbaum chased him down, pinned him between some cars, grabbed his weapon. He had no other option but to shoot. No other option. If somebody's hollering, kill you, and they're trying to take your gun, they're going to use it on you. So the only choice you have is to use it on them. And then he turned around and come back and tried to call 911 to get him some help, and then he started chasing him again. So they chase him down the street. They sucker punch him. He hits the ground. He rolls. Kid hits him. Another guy hits him in the head with a skateboard, and then he tries to take his gun. When he tries to take his gun, he shoots him. And then Gage comes in with his 9mm that we have seen on the videos. We had the videos where he reached behind his back, pulled it out of his rear waistband, and pointed it at him and come in and tried to take his gun. Kyle fired a shot. It missed. Okay, Gage backs up. Kyle doesn't shoot again until Gage comes at him again with that Glock pointed at him. Okay? And just at this moment, I want to tell you something. If you see a Caltech weapon, I want you to think about this. They're making the victim out of that man that got shot in the arm that twice come at Kyle Rittenhouse with a gun. And I'm asking all our viewers, there's plenty of gun manufacturers out there. There's plenty of good gun manufacturers right here in the United States. We need to be supporting them, not some manufacturer that is turning around and making a hero out of a felon that was trying to kill a 17-year-old young man. And I say man because he was not a boy. He handled himself like a professional soldier that night. He tried to avoid having to shoot. He was forced to shoot 3 times. He hit his mark 3 times. He didn't hit anybody else. And he defended his life. And even as they were firing at him from down the street, he just kept his gun at the ready position, barrel to the ground, toward the ground, and backed off watching them because he knew that they were out of range with their guns. But you know what? He could have easily said, I couldn't tell if they was out of range or not, so I fired back. And he could have wiped out a lot of people. He showed great restraint. And the idea that they're trying to crucify this boy in court is ridiculous. And I hope maybe you'll go onto his attorney's website. It's posted in the show that we did about him where you can find him and his defense. I pray that you will. But moving on, we're going to get tactical briefing 3. I done got worked up before the show started, and I guess I'm going to be long-winded tonight, and I don't like to do that. Debbie, you got anything you want to say other than shut up and let me speak?
No, just get through it. I want everyone to hear these last 2 briefings, because tomorrow we've got some things that are more mind-blowing than this. And one of the things I want to give you a preview, because you brought up the democracy several times, and what this new ideology brings is with it, I'll quote it, and it's coming next, hopefully tomorrow night, in an insurrection paper that we have. We must decide whether to allow a regressive alt-right, ethno-religious, me first, make my country great again ideology infect the body politic, a sure path to global catastrophe and World War III. Now, I just want to say, as we close the second briefing, tactical briefing, that the democracy issue, they don't want even a democracy. They want a few people to decide what is right and wrong for 8 billion people, and then we don't have war because we've followed their ideology. We've followed their – we've agreed with them, and we've gone along, and here we take what they have to hand. So thank you. I'm done with that. Let's get cracking, Bill. I'm on it.
All right. Tactical briefing number 3, White House siege. Okay? You've heard 1 and 2? Starts out right at the beginning. Again, pointing right to this being a Democrat movement. All right, you redeemers, rebels, and radicals out there. Okay, who needs to be redeemed? We're Americans. We live under the Constitution, but that's not good enough. We have to be changed. We have to be redeemed. We have to remade in their image, okay? Rebels and radicals, that's a nice idea. Let's call the rebels and radicals in here. Okay, so we got the people that's going to save us. We got the people that's going to rebel, and we got the people that are radical. Well, we've seen the rebels and the radicals. I ain't seen nobody saving me other than Jesus Christ. Now, I know you might not believe in Jesus, and that's up to you, but I'm telling you, he's my redeemer, and I don't need any radical or any rebel or any left-wing liberal love nut to be my redeemer, because I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell, okay? They say, Trump is trying to steal the election. This is the same narrative that we've heard all along, okay? Trump's trying to steal the election. It's got many, listen to this, it's got many of us pretty rattled, okay? Now, does that tell you something? They're reading the writing on the wall. They've got a candidate up there that can't remember what day it is or what office he's running for or who's his wife. He gets his wife and his sister confused. In the middle of the sentence, he just says, I just better shut up. Let it go. Or I watched one the other night where he was talking and it just all of a sudden it came out blah, 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 like that. This
yeah,
man needs professional help, okay? And I'm not making fun of him. I think it's sad that his wife would allow this. I think it's sad that his son would allow him to be paraded out that way. And I think it's shameful that a party would put him up in that condition, knowing he's incapable of even carrying out a coherent sentence. He tries to read on a teleprompter. He can't even get it right on the teleprompter. And you never know what's coming out of his mouth. You know, these are people that supporting black lives. And if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Boy, you talk about a foot and mouth moment. But I'm glad he did, because, you know, I read the other day that the Trump's polls on his side said that 40% of the people in the black community are now saying they're going to vote for Trump instead of these liberals. Now, I'm not saying I want them to vote for Trump. I'm not saying I want them to vote for Biden. But if I got a choice between somebody that's done a fabulous job in 3 years with this country until this whole thing hit, and somebody that's already got a failed, 47-year record? What has the other one done? Okay? Somebody that can speak coherently, he can deal with people of other nations. Somebody that can't remember what day it is, and his highlight of the day probably is, are they having tapioca pudding at the cafeteria? I mean, it's sad. It's sad. I don't mean to be making light of Joe Biden. Now, he was a sharp-witted man, and he had his sharpness until about 4 years ago, and I don't know what happened. He got out of the White House as vice president with everything intact, but something is seriously wrong, folks. And I just don't understand. I don't understand why they would do this man this way, put him up. He doesn't even realize he's being publicly humiliated. And, you know, I would pray to God that my own family would let me go out and do that and use me for political gain. And that's all I can see it is. And if I'm wrong, God forgive me. But I'm telling you, it is disgusting to watch him paraded around like that. And, you know, Pelosi done said that if Biden was elected, she'd be number two in line for president. So it tells me they're probably looking at anywhere from 30 to 90 days. They're going to Article 25 him right out of the White House. And that will put her at the vice president slot if she's still in. And God help us. God help us if she does. And I'm going to tell you another thing. If they don't get their votes counted, all these extra votes they're throwing in there, if they don't get them counted before the 20th of January, she steps in as president until the votes are counted. Now, do you want that? I'm telling you, people, it's time to get out in the street with us and stop it today. We don't have time to wait until after the election. We don't have time to wait until next week. We don't have time to wait until tomorrow. If this is going on anywhere near you, you need to get people together. Come to us. We'll help you get them together. We'll help you get them together. We'll help you get people together. But be people that's willing to step out in the street and do whatever is necessary to protect our cities, because these people are deadly. They are deadly. You can't. I mean, we watched a prayer warrior, Deb. Remember what happened to him? The photographer for the Patriot Prayer Warriors? What happened to him, Debbie? You remember?
Well, sorry to say, we don't have him anymore, you know?
Yeah, we don't have him anymore. The reason we don't have him anymore was he was assassinated. And then it was Antifa, wasn't it? They claimed it.
Oh, yeah.
Claimed the assassination. Yeah, they were proud of that. And when the guy that was arrested, guess what? What was he? He was Antifa. He said, I'm 100% Antifa. And then when he got out, because they don't hold criminals in jail anymore, they just hold, you know, average Joes is trying to make a living in jail. They let the criminals out because they might get coronavirus, okay? But anyway, he gets out, and what's he do? He has a shootout with six U.S. Marshals and the Sheriff's Department. And guess what? That guy that was a prayer warrior, he's looking down on him now in the other place. So, you know, I mean, these guys are murderers. They are murderers. And if anybody is on the other side and they want to get in here and argue with me, come on in. But I'm not going to argue with you. If you talk sensible to me, the number is 515-605-9359. That's 515-605-9359 if you want to call into the show. Lawyers are already in court monitoring preemptive strikes and preparing for the, listen to this. Now, here's a reference to fire, okay? Scorched earth scenarios likely to come. So they're preparing for more scorched earth scenarios. One-third of the United States is ablaze. What was it? Something like 3,004 as far as last count I had, okay? These aren't caused by climate change. They're helped along with poor forestry management. But we've only had a 1.5 degree temperature rise in the last century. You know, we talked about that yesterday, how the Weather Service got caught fudging the numbers to try to push this green energy idea. Like I said, if you want green, if you don't want to heat up the earth, quit putting down urban sprawl, quit putting down concrete blacktop, having cars full of parking lots full of cars, and having roofs on your houses or anything else that will build heat and then release it in the atmosphere. Don't do it. So the best thing I said yesterday was, if you want to get rid of the global warming, bulldoze your houses, bulldoze the roads, get them all back to dirt roads and live in caves. Good luck with that. Okay. Meanwhile, white supremacists are waiting in the wings, boiling for a violent showdown. You know what? We do not pick sides when we go out in the street. We're there simply to stop anybody from getting hurt, whether it's, you know, Antifa, Black Lives, or white people. It don't matter to us because we've got people in this organization of different colors, okay? We got people in this association from different walks of life in different countries that come over here legally and become citizens, okay? And all we want to do is see our Constitution preserved. We want to see our homes and our towns, our statues, our monuments, our churches, our schools, our libraries, our cemeteries. We want to see them left alone. You know, you've got a First Amendment right to free speech. That means you can walk down the street and chant your chants and do all these things you want to do. But it does not mean you can impede traffic. You can go on the sidewalks. And it does not mean that you've got the right to assault people, especially with chemical weapons like we've been seeing. So, you know, they talk about the white supremacists are waiting in the wings. Well, let me tell you something. If you're on the right even a little bit, you're a white supremacist. We talked about this yesterday. Leo Terrell, I mean, he's blacker than a lot of them that's on there. And he's been a champion of them for years. And Leo is being chastised and browbeat because he has now switched parties. He switched where he's going. He's no longer backing them. Okay. But white supremacist is a label they throw on you just to try to make you submissive to them. Don't take their labels. Don't take them. It's ridiculous. It's anybody that don't agree with them, that's what they're going to call you. They're going to call you a white supremacist, a racist, a xenophobe, a homophobe, you know, a phobe of this and a phobe of that, okay? Well, I'm phobic of their phobes, okay? So here's a threat. You can laugh, but the possibility of a civil war breaking out sometime next year is no joke. That is a threat, folks. That's not a comment, a flippant comment. That's a threat. You can laugh, but the possibility of civil war breaking out sometime next year is no joke. Well, why? Why would they break out in the civil war? Well, it goes right back into the next section. With a lot of luck, it may not come to that. Biden polling well ahead right now. Okay, we're going to have violence if the Democrats don't win, if we don't win, okay? Could win by landslide. Trump may then fade quietly into history. Well, you know, folks, Trump might fade quietly into history, but I think the Patriots has had enough. I don't know if we can hold some of them down. I mean, they're at this breaking point. They're pushing them and pushing them. They've had all kinds of assaults on them, and yet not just one occurrence that I know of where someone was shot, and it was because they attacked them. And they shot, well, two occurrences. There was Kyle, and then there was an incident, I believe, down in Tennessee where they attacked the militia that was guarding the statue. And shots rang out. Somebody got shot. They arrested the militia. They took them to jail. But when they got the tapes out and they saw what was going on, they let them go because it was self-defense. But if the election is close and Trump refuses to leave, then who's going to make him go? Barr's Justice Department? The Supreme Court? The D.C. police? The Marines? This is what they're saying, okay? And then it says, if the mechanisms of American democracy fail, then it will fall on us, the people, to set things right. In other words, they're going to try to drag the president out in the streets. Okay, and do that. We need more than viral memes, frenetic tweeting, and fervent calls to action. We need an effing strategy, okay? Okay, so if Dems don't win, we can expect war, okay? So this is what they're telling you. If we don't win, you can expect a war because we're going to cause a war. Well, let me tell you something. I've seen what they've got planned if they do win. And just remember this. If they win, there's nobody to hold them back. So their plans are a lot worse if Trump loses than if he wins. Okay? So then it goes on to say, so all you Me Tooers, BLM activists, okay, Me Tooers, the ladies with the little pink hats, you remember them? The little nasty hats they had on. They called it something vulgar. I'm not going to even mention it today. And the BLM activists, well, we've seen them in the streets. Deb, you run Command Central a week ago Saturday. You've seen them up in militia faces waving their guns, right? And yet not one of these. Right. Go ahead.
Harry, yeah, I watched it, and yeah, go ahead. Tell us what they did, the Patriots. Yeah.
Well, you know, not one of these supposed white supremacists defended themselves when somebody put a gun to their face. They didn't try that with our group. There's a difference, okay? And it's not because we're who we are. It's because it's how we are. When we go in, we don't show any fear. We don't back out. We go in. If we got people trapped, we get them out. We did that. Okay. I'm tired of talking about that, but we did that. When we got pinned down in a parking lot and they were trying to get at us, we didn't panic. We all knew what we had to do. We all done our own thing. And we got out of there. And when our people got cut, when we got cut off from our other people and they got set up by a huge number of Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and NFAC, they still managed to get out. These were people that was with another group that was with us, 3% Republic of Kentucky. They used their head. They got out of it. They could have fired shots. They could have run over people, but they didn't. Okay, that is what we are. But when you pull a gun
and you point it toward one of us, it's different. And they knew that because we had one just itching to pull. We had several itching to pull. But they just knew better than point that gun at us, okay? We didn't run off with the Viking. We didn't run down, you know, go around seven blocks and then come back and say, oh, God, we walked so far. I'm so wore out. I got to go home at 3 o'clock in the evening. We had went there to stay the night with other Patriots and to protect that city. But when it was all said and done, the only five there was us. And, I mean, that's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. So, you know, if they're going to stand up, stand up. Don't let somebody put a gun in your face. I mean, that's crazy because that's just one trigger pull away from killing you, okay? And if you think this can't happen to you on the street, you're wrong because they kill indiscriminately, okay? So you guys remember this when you're out. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your back. Take somebody with you that can help you watch your back, that you can watch out for each other. It says, together we can organize pop-up sieges at federal buildings in dozens of cities with stunning visual memes. Okay. Deb, you want to take that?
Like graffiti? Maybe even launch a national art project to decorate the streets with stunning visual memes? So we're talking about destroying more property and... By the way, the Sunrise Movement is involved, Code Pinks. These are extremists that have nothing but just overthrowing our government and our way of destroying our way of life in mind. This is what this is all about. And I, you know, one thing, Bill, before you go on, because I know you have to keep with your agenda, I want to ask everyone who's listening, please know what you're voting for. Please do not vote for Biden because you do not like Trump. Vote your heart and vote your intelligence and what you've educated yourself on. So go ahead, Bill. I want to hear the rest. I'm excited to get through.
Okay. And we can make sure the activists turn up in Washington, D.C. in ever increasing numbers as the elections approach. Okay. What they're wanting to do is they're wanting to keep building, keep building, keep building, keep building. And they think as soon as the election's over, that they're going to just go into the White House and take the president out. Well, good luck with that. Because one thing about it, once he's in that bunker, you can't get him out with a nuclear bomb. So you're not going to get him out of there. You're not going to drag him out by his heels. But what you're going to do is you're going to have to fight through some of the best sharpshooters in the world. They're on the rooftops all around D.C., so don't think that you can do a little thing and run off or whatever, because they're going to start dropping you, okay? And then what you're going to have to worry about is when people that are tired of this starts coming in from the backside on you. So you're going to find yourself like a hare in a biscuit. There's no way out, okay? We got an old saying in the South, you know, it's like a hare in a biscuit. You can't get it out. You ever try to get a hare out of a biscuit? You can't get a hare out of a biscuit. If you don't believe me, put one in one when you make it and bake it and see what happens.
No,
okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
You know.
Absolutely.
And
it sounds difficult.
So they want to build up these numbers. They want to increase strength in case Biden loses. That's what this is all about. Lafayette Square may be cordoned off, and military police will doubtless be there in full force. But what can they do if hundreds of thousands of us turn up all over the nation's capital day after day? Okay, they really think that just because they show up there and they can pull their little junk that they're going to get by with it. But there might be hundreds of thousands of them. But if they keep pushing us, there's not only going to be the guard, there's going to be the people. And if you remember what the Emperor of Japan said, they'd never invade the homeland of America because there would be a blade behind every, there would be a gun behind every blade of grass. Well, let me tell you something. There's been a whole lot more guns purchased, and there's a whole lot more people have them than had at that time because there wasn't as many people here. And a lot, you remember
most of your gun owners outside of these radical thugs, murderers, and thieves and looters, they're not buying this agenda. They're not wanting this agenda. Okay, so they think they're going to start day after day and start playing totally nonviolent, improvisational jazz. I love how they keep throwing nonviolent in. That's putting the lipstick on the pig. Remember we talked about that yesterday, Deb?
Absolutely.
Much like we did in Zuccotti Park 9 years ago. What happened in Zuccotti Park? How many people was arrested?
A couple thousand. A couple thousand people. And I also want to say that there are a lot. Everyone needs to be aware that when we watch the all-night streaming of the live streamers showing us the real story, we find out they're all leaving their zones. Bill, you ought to bring that up. They're all leaving their zones. They're leaving Portland. They're going into where are they going to burn up the country, burn up the states? Where are they going now? They're leaving the cities right now. Are they marching toward D.C.? Where are they going? They're not out there. Pay attention.
Are they
going to
burn their way
march?
Across the country? Are they going to burn their way across the country like Sherman did?
Well, it looks like it. Looks like they're doing it.
You know?
And we're letting them. And that's frustrating. We can't let them.
It says the White House siege has an ominous ring to it. Oh, just glorifying ominous, isn't it? But it could turn out to be the most beautiful, festive, and effective uprising that America has ever seen since the revolution. They keep pushing the revolution. Well, you know, I said yesterday, when you have a revolution, you have pushback. And with that pushback comes war. If you was taught history in high school like you and I were, you know this. But if you were raised in the newer generations where they've took the history out of schools or rewritten it, you have no clue what history really is. And it was, I think Winston Churchill said that those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it. So let's just remember that. And then again, this one ends with another point to the Democrats. Together with history watching, we can electrify the election season and win.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. That's what this is about. We want to win. We want to win. We want to have control. We want to do this. We have seen so much jockeying for control. It's pathetic. We've got 7 minutes. We're on briefing number four. A beautiful jam, a civic exorcism, a ritual perfectly timed, a spectacular sayonara for Donald. Dear Donald, we read that before. A rekindling of the embers. There you go. There's another reference to fire. They've done set fire in Washington. Now they're saying they're going to come back and rekindle it, okay, of American democracy. Again, democracy, okay? A howl of moral outrage. Okay? And the most beautiful, festive, and effective uprising the Union has seen since the Revolution. Again, an uprising or revolution, okay? They're wanting to fight. They're wanting to fight, but they're wanting to class this as war because they know if they are held for what they are, domestic terrorists and foreign terrorists, then at that point there is no pardon like there is with war. We play jazz with gifted black Americans gave the world. We honor it as our muse. Get that? Okay, it's a muse. It's not a real thing. It's a muse. It's structured, improvised. Okay, it's structured and improvised. They're talking about their plans. It's so profound. They're so profound, and its message, one of togetherness. Okay, you know, what did the communists talk about? Solidarity, right? And love. Okay, jazz said the great drummer Art Blakey washes away the dust of everyday life. There's no more urgent moment. In honor of this revolution in American musical tradition, we're calling on every saxophonist, drummer, clarinetist, trumpeter, flutist, and everyone who can blow on the blue note to grab your instrument, go out, and start playing on every street corner of the republic. In other words, they want to disturb the peace. They want to hide what they're doing by the noise. Okay, and with the beautiful noise rising through the streets of America, it will be time to move your feet. In other words, it'll be time to march, folks. We're going to start marching. They won't hear us. Bring courage and wits. And your musical chops. Again, you got to have courage to go listen to jazz, okay? That's amazing.
to Washington, D.C. There must be some bad players. You got to have courage. You got to listen. There on September 17th, we commenced the White House siege, a jazz-inspired demonstration of alarm. Okay, an alarming demonstration, in other words, at the discretion of the Union under Trump and his attempts to steal the election. I'm going fast, folks, because we're running out of time. And it's not only Washington in front of the federal buildings. Across the nation, pop-up sieges will arise, raising a fist of solidarity. What have you seen that before? Black Panthers. We've seen it with Black Lives Matters. We've seen it with the communists. You know, we've seen it all over the world where these fascists are in solidarity with the White House siege. In other words, they're going to do this across America. It's not just going to be at the White House, so it might be in your town, okay? What does it make to what does it take to resuscitate a sick and dying nation? Well, last time I know, we were thriving until they started shutting our cities down where these leftist governors and mayors are, okay? And dying nation. Reawaken its better angels. Okay, so they're better than everybody else. Get that? And reignite the unifying spirit of democracy. Again, that key word, democracy, the same one that we've been hearing out of the right for a long time. This is a democracy. No, it's not. It's a democratic republic. Do your homework. I can't believe that people are elected to public office and so ignorant they think that we are a democracy. Okay? Our offensive, then, has three fronts. This is code speak for violence. Pick yours, whether on the street corners, before the federal buildings, or at the White House. So they're going to be violence at the street corners, the federal buildings, and the White House. It's down to us to strike up a riff, in other words, a rough way, make ourselves heard, and set the tone for November 3rd. Okay? America doesn't have to know what it's about to hear, which is code speak for America doesn't know what's about to hit her. Okay? Now, that's the end of number four, and we are just about out of time. We've enjoyed having you here today. This is a lot to sink in. If you will go on your web browser and just type in hashtag White House Seize hyphen Tactical Briefing 1, it will lead you to all of these. You can read them for yourself. And then think about what we've told you, what we've gleaned out of it. You can put a lipstick on a pig. You can put a dress on a pig and a pretty bonnet, okay? And you can even put little white baby shoes on it if they have big feet to fit in it, okay? But when it's all said and done, folks, it's still a pig. And that's what this is. This is a pig covered with lipstick that says it's peaceful. It's something it's not. If you've been in the streets with us, or if you're brave enough to step out in the streets with us, you will have learned, or you will learn, that this is anything but a peaceful revolution. This is violent. People are being killed. People are being destroyed. Property is being destroyed. People's whole life's work, businesses they built from the ground up with their bare hands, are being destroyed. And what for? Because somebody wants something for nothing. Somebody wants something for nothing. They want justice for a criminal that was committing a crime. Okay? When you look at George, he was high. Okay? He had the Michael Jackson drug in him. He had methamphetamine. It all come out in the thing. And he was in the autopsy, and he was all hyped up on this stuff. No wonder he couldn't breathe. That Michael Jackson juice, it makes you not breathe. That's what killed Michael Jackson, okay? So I'm going to have to end here. I thank you for coming in and listening to us, and I thank you for being faithful listeners, and I pray that you'll be back with us tomorrow night. We'll be here at 8:30. If you're interested in our organization, go to citizensagainstterrorism.org. That's citizensagainstterrorism.org. Hit the Facebook rally point at the top of the page after you glean it over. It'll take you to Facebook. You hit the join button. You'll be put in the queue for membership. We'll do a brief review of you. If we decide that we want you in the organization, that you fit what we're looking for, you'll be messaged and you'll be given directions on how to get a hold of us.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, Deb. And have a good night. God bless America.